This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ladies and gentlemen, drop what you're doing and lock in. We are joined by the Matrix himself, Dave Bartu, hopping on the show on the day of days here as the college basketball is basketballing very hard. Bartu, how you doing, brother?
Dude, Merry Christmas. I swear, I watch more college basketball in the next 4 days than I focus on college football during the entire damn season. It is, I'm still in my jammies. I'm just waiting for somebody to hand me a Bloody Mary.
Make it a double, Dave.
Just drink my breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's all I need to do for 4 days.
Hell yeah.
Which you can do at the Tatum Sports Bar and Grill down here at the A&A Resort and Casino. Bartu, we only had the one upset, and the big dogs mostly covered across the board. What do you got for us in the live action right now?
You know something? In terms of upsets coming down the pipe, it just kicked off. We got VCU and BYU, okay? And the reason I circled this, I went back over the last 3 years, and nearly 80% of all the upsets, quote-unquote, in the first round have a pattern, and it's by performance. Number one, you need a good team to win, right? In VCU, we got a number six scoring efficiency total. We got a 32 offense. We got a number nine defense. We got a really good non-power team, right? And then you need to have a favored team that is not good at something, right? They're unbalanced. And over 80% of the ones that lose have an offense or a defense that is outside my 150 in scoring efficiency. BYU, 194 in defensive scoring efficiency. So they have a major hole, and they are going up against a team that is balanced on both sides of the ball. Look, it's not a big spread. It's 3.5. But it is still an upset if it happens. And this is the first one that I had circled on the day was BYU losing to VCU. I think the rest of the day, after you guys get off the air, I think it's gonna go like nuts when it goes. When it goes, we're talking Pac-12 after dark level when it really kicks in. Because I'm looking down my chart and I see four borderline five teams that could get upset this evening.
See, now, you said VCU, and I'm going to show this to Schultzy, so you know I'm not joking. VCU is one of my upset picks in the first round, and I looked at exactly the same thing that you did. And having you reinforce that, I'm like, all right, let's go. I need that long break so I can wander over to the book here real quick and make sure I take care of this. taking a look at this tournament, The big news that came out, and it's going to have some consequences, is Cooper Flagg's availability, not only for the tournament, but in game one. It shifted some big-time lines for them, not only being the title winner, but moving some other guys down. When you look at that kind of impact, that kind of player, and what he means not only that team, but to college basketball, what does that do when you start taking a look at the teams that can make the Elite Eight, Final Four, and kind of how that changes things?
So is Flagg in? Is he playing?
Flagg is supposed to be available to play tomorrow against Mount St. Mary's.
And pain-free.
I wouldn't even play him. But look, if he's 100% healthy, I am not betting against Duke winning at all.
Yeah.
There's just no way. You're talking about the team with the number one scoring efficiency in college basketball since January 1st. Okay, there isn't another D1 team, a power team, inside the top 20 since January 1. It's all little schools, right? So as great as the SEC is, you know, they don't have great top 10 offenses. Last year, our championship game, number 2 UConn, number 4 Purdue. We had great, efficient offenses. And so Duke is number 1. They're also number 8 in scoring efficiency defense. They are the only team in the entire tournament that's a power conference that is top 40 in offense and in defense. That's it. Only Duke. So between Duke and everybody else, boom, there is a massive gap. But I figured when Flagg went out, now it becomes more wide open. If they're 100% healthy going into the Sweet 16, where else are you going to put your money, dude? Seriously.
You do mention, as soon as it was announced that Cooper was fully healthy, the betting lines jumped to make Duke the favorite, I think, at around plus 200 to plus 275, depending on the book that you got it at. Dave, let's look, though, not only at number one seeded Duke, but all the other ones and twos. Obviously, you could say maybe Auburn still has a chance to lose right now. But which one or two seed is the most vulnerable for an early round upset, in your opinion?
So the one or two seed. So let's take a look at, like I said, I'm looking for teams that are vulnerable because they're not balanced on both sides of the ball, okay? I think we would agree Auburn is because they've lost 3 out of 4. They're struggling out of the gate. They're going to win this game, okay? Then they're going to get Creighton. And they should have there's no other offense in the top 100 in their bracket once they get past Creighton. Okay, if they get through this, the only other good offensive left is North Carolina. All right, so Auburn, just because of their history in the last few games, I think is vulnerable. Houston, I don't see it. They're very, very balanced, and that bracket sucks. I mean, there isn't a good team in that bracket. Clemson's unbalanced, Purdue, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, none of them, right? So I don't think... I don't think Houston has an issue. If I was going to circle one, it would be Alabama when they get to Wisconsin, because Alabama has a top 25 offense, but their defense is 243rd. They don't have a defense. And if the offense doesn't show up, Wisconsin has a bit. We've seen it. We've seen Wisconsin has the ability to put up points and play good defense. So I think that team is vulnerable. But if I am fading one team that is a one or two seed, it is St. John's. Right now, I have them wiped off of every single one of my brackets before the Sweet 16. Right? You know, I was texting Roth earlier. I'm like, dude, Kansas is going to beat St. John's. And he's like, no way. And I'm like, no, I don't really believe it. But you know something? Defense doesn't win national title. It may be an anomaly. Maybe St. John's makes the run, right? But when you look at the last 3 years of Elite Eight games, the better offensive team to start the tournament in my numbers has won 11 of 12 Elite Eight games. Offense wins in men's basketball in college. Defense wins titles in the NFL. Offense wins titles. So if you're going to hire a head coach, hire an offensive guy. And why does this mean for St. John's? St. John's is number one in defensive scoring efficiency, and I don't care because their offense is 194th in the country. 194th, okay? I mean, we're talking to relate it to Duck fans and people watching the Ducks. The Ducks are 161st. St. John's is significantly less efficient on offense than even Oregon, okay? Yeah. So if I'm going to eliminate one, which I have done in my bracket, to me, it is St. John's. Get out of here.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Bartu, I want to ask you, you made a little bit of a football crossover there, and I want to know if as far as the data that you have and that you're relying on for this, how much, because this is something that was present in college football as well, how much has the age of college basketball rosters, is there as much of an indicator, is there much as much of a correlation with these older rosters in success as there was in college football, or is that not quite as straight a line as it was in football?
Yeah, it's like I said, it's much tougher in basketball. You only got five guys, right? And height and weights are very, very balanced. And so you don't have a consolidation of elite athletes at the football, or even at the basketball level, like you have at the football level, because of the height and strength and the weight ratio. So basketball, to me, is much tougher to model out because teams have a chance. And games can – I mean, look at that Creighton game, right? I mean, we're watching it, and in less than 3 minutes, Louisville misses five shots. Creighton gets all the loose balls, puts up seven shots, hits five threes in a row, and the game's over. That's it, right? And that can happen anytime in football. I mean, I hate to tell everybody this, but college football is really boring if you look at every game. It's fun on the weekends, right? It's fun on the weekends because they can bounce you back and forth between all the awesome games. And, oh, it's tight, and they can go a little NFL red zone on you. But college football as a whole is, once you're up 10, 12, 14, 20 points, halftime, that's how most of the games end. They're over. In college basketball, it is not over till it's over. You know, and that's why we love these next 4 days. So I haven't done a deep dive into the age profile, and I think we're just going to have to wait for the COVID kids and all that stuff to just work its way through and see where this ends up.
Now, You had a tweet a little while ago about ACC football and maybe there being something in the water as it pertains to ACC basketball, as Clemson is currently finding themselves in the midst of this. When you look
Clemson at halftime is getting absolutely smoked by Bama, dude. 31-13. Clemson's only put up a touchdown and two field goals in the first half. And like football, man, this thing, this is so bad. So I have been doing live betting modeling for everybody, and I'll keep texting to you, Danny, when I got a winner, right, or when I got a lean.
Absolutely.
There's only 44 points. There only one time in the last 4 years in the men's tournament has there been a 44-point first half. So I got nothing to base this on. And 13 points? Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's like you can't even bet this because this halftime score is so wonky. There is nothing there to tell you which way this is going to go but up.
Hey, go ahead.
Sorry, Dave, I just had a quick question about totals in the NCAA tournament. Are those something to stay away from? I like to parlay like two game totals, and in the NCAA tournament, I feel like that's kind of a suicidal mindset because it's just anything can happen. Is that something that I should be following, or is there like a line on totals that you can grab?
No, there isn't. See, my rule of thumb is if I'm betting an under, I want that number to be over 150. I want a big number, right? Mm. If that's the way I'm modeling it. And if I'm betting over, I'm looking for something under 130. I try to stay out of the 135 to 150 is kind of the doldrums, the dead zone to me. So I'm always kind of shopping the extremes on the totals. And it's the same thing with the half, you know, because there's a lot of live second half betting, team totals and game totals in the second half. So far on game totals, we're 2-1 on the model today. And individual team ones were 2-0 on those today. So I'll keep feeding those to you guys while you're on the air, and you can keep blasting them out.
Appreciate it.
Hey, love it, Dave. Hey, can we get you to jump on with us tomorrow afternoon as we get into the action tomorrow?
Dude, you guys can call me anytime. I am absolutely drunk off this right now. not literally, but I mean,
we'll check in later.
This is a cool time of the year. So you guys just, and if any of your fans hit you up, I'll give you opinions all day on what I think the numbers are saying. Okay, guys.
Awesome. Love you, Bar 2.
Appreciate it, man.
Love you, guys. Find him. You guys have a good day.
Hey, you too, brother. You can find him on Twitter, at CFB Matrix. It's not just football, folks. It's basketball, too. Bar 2 always comes with the goods, man, and he's not kidding. He's been feeding me texts all day.
Follow him. Don't fade him.
The problem is the sports book is just too far away for me to get to and run to when we get to commercial breaks, and the line just keeps getting longer. It's every time I want to go over there. But I'll give as many out here as Bar 2 is letting me go with. So,
hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, from conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.